Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 6, Nirvana and the All-Negating Absolute, from the bottom of page 533 to the bottom of page 535. Once as she sat in deep felicitous muse, still quivering from her lover's strong embrace, and made her joy a bridge twixt earth and heaven, an abyss yawned suddenly beneath her heart. A vast and nameless fear dragged at her nerves as drags a wild beast its half-slaughtered prey. It seemed to have no den from which it sprang. It was not hers, but hid its unseen cause. Then rushing came its vast and fearful fount, a formless dread with shapeless endless wings filling the universe with its dangerous breath, a denser darkness than the night could bear, enveloped the heavens and possessed the earth. A rolling surge of silent death, it came curving round the far edge of the quaking globe, effacing heaven with its enormous stride. It willed to expunge the choked and anguished air and end the fable of the joy of life. It seemed her very being to forbid, abolishing all by which her nature lived, and labored to blot out her body and soul, a clutch of some half-seen invisible, an ocean of terror and of sovereign might, a person and a black infinity. It seemed to cry to her, without thought or word, the message of its dark eternity and the awful meaning of its silences. Out of some sullen, monstrous, vast arisen, out of an abysmal deep of grief and fear, imagined by some blind, regardless self, a consciousness of being without its joy, empty of thought, incapable of bliss, that felt life blank and nowhere found a soul, a voice to the dumb anguish of the heart, conveyed a stark sense of unspoken words. In her own depths, she heard the unuttered thought that made unreal the world and all life meant. Who art thou who claimst thy crown of separate birth, the illusion of thy soul's reality, and personal godhead on an ignorant globe in the animal body of imperfect man? Hope not to be happy in a world of pain, and dream not, listening to the unspoken word and dazzled by the inexpressible ray, transcending the mute superconscience realm, to give a body to the unknowable, or for a sanction to thy heart's delight, to burden with bliss the silent, still, supreme, profaning its bare and formless sanctity, or call into thy chamber the divine and sit with God, tasting a human joy. I have created all I devour. I am death and the dark, terrible mother of life. I am Kali, black and naked in the world. I am Maya, and the universe is my cheat. I lay waste human happiness with my breath, and slay the will to live, the joy to be, that all may pass back into nothingness, and only abide the eternal and absolute. For only the blank eternal can be true. All else is shadow and flash in mind's bright glass. Mind, hollow mirror in which ignorance sees a splendid figure of its own false self and dreams it sees a glorious, solid world. O soul, inventor of man's thoughts and hopes, thyself the invention of the moment's stream, illusion's center, or subtle apex point, at last know thyself, from vain existence cease. a shadow of the negating absolute. The intolerant darkness traveled surging past and ebbed in her, the formidable voice.